I don't remember very much. I have a vague recollection of Cape Town between the years 1906 until 1910, when my father went to Southwest Africa, which is now Namibia, and he settled for a time in a city called, a town called Swakopmund, Swakopmund. It was a German colony then. It was German Southwest Africa.
I remember. They were married in.
No, they were married in King Williamstown,
which is
near East London. That's in South Africa. It's near East London on the southeast coast.
Remember the date?
No, I don't. It must have been. Well, as my eldest brother was born in 1903, they were probably married in 1902 or 1901. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, my mother's and her parents were living in Kimberley, and they were there when the Boer War broke out. And when Kimberley was besieged by the Boers, they, under the leadership of Cecil Rhodes, took refuge in the Kimberley diamond mines because the Boers were shelling the town. It was the Boer War, you know, between the Boers, between the South Africans and England. And I remember my mother remarking about the irony of the fact that they almost starved to death in this mine, surrounded by billions of dollars worth of non-edible diamonds.
But they weren't there, like, for the taking. I mean, they had to be...
No, the Boers never took Kimberley.
I mean, they would have had to be mined, those diamonds.
Oh, yes.
Like,
oh, no, they would have had to be mined. You know how they mine diamonds. They crush the rock, and then they pour it over shaker tables, which are covered with about an inch high of Vaseline or grease, with water. And the diamonds being heavier than the rocks, the diamonds stick in the grease, and the rocks are washed away, and then they just pick the diamonds out of the grease.
But there was no diamond mining in your family or anything? That was...
Yes, in France. France had a diamond mine in Southwest Africa called Colmans Kop.
That was an uncle?
Yes, he's the eldest one. He's the first one who came out. He's the one who became the mayor of King Williamstown, who was the senator who signed, who was one of the signatories to the Act of Union when the Union of South Africa was formed in 1910.
Eric was born also.
Eric was born in 1903 in King Williamstown, where my parents were married.
And then
they went to Cape Town, and I was born in Cape Town in 1906. And about 1910, as I said, I don't remember too much about Cape Town. I have a very vague recollection. We went to Swakopmund, which was in Southwest Africa, where my father practiced dentistry. Swakopmund is a very dreary little town. And I remember that the Swakop is actually an underground river, which flows underground through the Kalahari Desert.
What was your first memory?
Vaguely of the streetcar in Cape Town. There was a circle, that the streetcar came around a circle up the hill near where I was born. I must have been about two or three at the time. Then there is a blank, and I remember Swakopmund. And I remember we lived in an apartment house, and there were two Greeks above us who had a cigarette factory. And I remember very well hearing the tock-tock-tock-tock-tock-tock-tock-tock of the tobacco cutting machine.
It was in their apartment?
Upstairs, yes.
It was like a western
mining town, yeah. You see.
Did your father go there because the practice would be better? Or there was
yes, because it was an open frontier, you see.
But Cape Town wasn't a
no, Cape Town.
Metropolitan
state. Oh, yes, Cape Town was about the size of Oregon, of Portland.
At the time?
Oh, yes, yes. But he was young, and he had a young wife and a young family, and so he took off for Swakopmund, and he practiced dentistry there and did extremely well. As a matter of fact, every 3 months or so, he would take a little foot treadle drilling machine and go into the interior of Southwest Africa, or Namibia as it's now called, and he would minister to the dental needs of the people there, the miners. And of course the currency was gold dust and diamonds. And he amassed a fortune in 2 or 3 years, amounting, according to what I remember his telling me, between £30,000 and £40,000, which was a considerable amount of money.